And now on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, a sports update with Michelle Bishop.
Yes, Michelle, sorry, we ran out of time previous update. But word coming through from the All England club, Nick Kyrgios and Stefanos Tsitsipas.
Yes, they have been sanctioned. A bit of a slap on the... Actually, let's put it down to a tap on the wrist, given the amount of money they've been fined. It's absolutely ridiculous. So, of course, Nick Kyrgios and Stefanos Tsitsipas... Game on the weekend was next level. Stormy, spiteful, but I guess it was entertaining for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Tsitsipas has been fined $10,000 for hitting the ball into the Court One crowd, and Kyrgios $4,000 for swearing. So the technical term for that is audible obscenity. It's absolutely ridiculous and going to mean nothing to them whatsoever, given the amount of money that they're on. One of our great tennis players of the past, Pat Rafter, has been on air with Pat and Heels on SENQ in Brisbane. Let's have a listen to what he had to say about Kyrgios.
We've had our issues, which have never been resolved. So I can only give you a slanted view on my opinion of it. But I don't really want to give it that much because it's nothing really that nice to say, except that he can play the game. He's bloody good.
I think it was Bambi, that Disney production, like about, you know, two decades ago, saying if you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Sums it up, really.
Saying a lot by saying nothing, isn't he, Paddy Rafter? He was all class, though, so...
He was. I just get really concerned what the people overseas, like around the world, must think of Australians because, you know, he's there, he's on display, and speaking for all of us, really, it's awkward.
I just looked up quickly when you were talking then, Michelle, what his total fines are.
Yes.
Since he's been playing. He's up to $1.2 million Australian dollars in fines.
From the
Kyrgios.
Oh, wow.
Across his career so far.
And isn't that sad?
£700,000.
It's done absolutely nothing at all to change anything.
$1.2 million. Apparently it's a tax write-off.
Oh, really? Okay, good.
Yeah.
Gets a deduction.
Good.
Now, we're talking a lot about... Well, actually, we're not talking about referees, but we know simmering beneath the surface is that not a good weekend for them, Michelle.
No, it hasn't been. It's been pretty average. Just before we get to the referee stuff, I wanted to quickly mention Benji Marshall, just on the back of your comments with Tim Sheens, has apparently put it out there that Tim Sheens should be making a return to the coaching role at the West Tigers. Having a look at some stuff here, he said Benji has said that Tim Sheens is one of the best when it comes to dealing with kids. But so far, the five lowest placed clubs have had the most instability across the board for some time now. The Warriors, 9 coaches since 2010, and that includes caretaker coaches. The Bulldogs, Titans, West Tigers and Knights have all had 7. And at the moment, the flavour of the month, since Cam Seroldo turned down the West Tigers gig, we're sort of returning to those more established names like Paul Green, like Shane Flanagan. But anyway, let's get back onto the refereeing. The Dragons have now moved into the top 8 with that win over the Raiders, but Canberra fans are absolutely blowing up, and rightfully so. A penalty should really have been given in the dying moments. They got a set restart instead, but Ben Hunt was pinged for that infringement, being offside, niggling Tom Starling from that offside position. And already Ricky Stewart's told everybody that he's expecting an apology at some time today. That'll come, but it's too late. And then we go back a little bit further to Trent Robinson. He's waiting by his computer today for an email that will probably issue him with a fine, but at the same time give some admission of fault. He criticised Jared Sutton for a number of calls on Friday night, and they were controversial. There was a few. You've discussed a few of them this morning.
Yeah.
But Robbo's described the ref as not good enough, but that coupled with those comments, he also hinted that there was some sort of agenda against the Roosters as well. So we're going to have to wait and see how that plays out. But this is what the fans hate. We get so frustrated.
He's had a bit of a crack this year, Robbo, hasn't he? He's getting into Nick Kyrgios territory for
fines. Oh,
that's a big call.
Give me a break on that.
I just
Kyrgios.
Find it surprising that there'd be any talk of a conspiracy against the Roosters. Like, seriously.
Look, I will say that had Ricky Stewart made the same comments that Robbo made on Friday night, we'd be hearing more about it. It would have carried on into next week. So, but you know, Ricky wears his heart on his sleeve every week.
And Ricky's also been fined, I think, £700,000.
Yeah, there's something like that. That's more the Kyrgios territory. Canberraian in him.
That's right. And the technicality on that one was that they couldn't give a penalty, but the six again. It's a wrong rule. It needs to change.
It's
somehow.
Crazy.
Yeah. We've got to do an unmissable moment from the weekend thanks to Drinkwise. You won't miss a moment if you Drinkwise. What was it for you, Michelle?
Oh, look, the Parramatta River on Saturday night, Commonwealth Bank Stadium. Matty Moylan for the Sharks. He's often a bit vulnerable in the defensive side of his game. He was all over it. I thought he was fantastic. And also had to mention Nicho Hynes with his big slide in the mud. Took me back to my days on the hill at Leichhardt Oval when I was about 8 years of age.
How good.
What about you, Missile?
For me, it's got to be the reason for no voice today. Alex Volkanovski in the UFC. Biggest card of the year. Huge pay-per-view event. And he gets the job done.
Thanks to Drinkwise, mine was split between Latrell's return, superb, and Jai Opetaia's courage win that world title. Good on you, Michelle. We'll speak tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Michelle Bishop there from Channel 7. And remember, that's thanks to Drinkwise. You won't miss a moment if you Drinkwise. A break, and then Brett Phillips.